And we're back.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So basically, we're really upset because we just recorded an hour's, probably not an hour's, maybe like 45 minutes.
Something close to it.
Worth of podcast material, and it wasn't recording the entire time.
It was stuck on a four-bar loop.
And it's currently 11:15 at night, and I have school tomorrow morning, but I said, you know what? Fuck it. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Because we got to get an episode out.
We really do. It's been a while. It's been a while. So, hey, guys.
It's been far too long.
Far too long. I'm going to, after this.
This is the new introduction. What were we talking about?
Okay, so basically, this episode is going to be Q&A, but the questions come from us. We're going to be asking each other questions that we've always wanted to know about each other, but we just kind of skipped the getting to know each other stage because we just jumped right into everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just asking some questions about each other. Because we've already been through this, we've already asked some questions, but we're going to start. We have 5 questions left each, so we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll be good. Okay.
The last few questions were good questions, but like if y'all want a part 2 to it, then we can just re-ask them.
Yeah.
And like re-record the
We can make this like a series if you want. If you guys want, shout out to our 30
we're 30 copywriting subscribers. This. We're trademark.
Trademark.
Q&A, but the questions come from us.
Yes.
That's
it is ours.
If you want to use the idea, go ahead.
Just tag us.
I genuinely don't care.
Like, yeah, we're not popular. But like, what if somebody else does it and then it becomes popular and then they don't credit us and we're just like,
I'll be like a little upset, but like at least, hey, good for them. They got popular off of it.
Okay,
I'm sure their content would have been good enough to get that popular.
That's
anyway.
True. Anyways,
so it's worth it.
Q&A, but the questions come from us. Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, I'm just going to go check if the video is recording real quick.
Okay, we're going to double check because our video also stopped the other time too. Is it still going?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so first question. I don't think I've ever really asked you this before, but it's kind of like the most basic like Tinder question. What is your ideal date? Like genuine, like the best date you would want to go on.
My ideal date has to be anything to do with the beach.
Yeah.
I just like the beach. If we go to the beach together, like I'm set.
You're a happy soul.
I'm a simple man. I see I see the ocean, I see sand. I get hype.
Good, because I love the beach. I get like so much serotonin from the beach.
I'm so glad that you like the beach.
I love swimming. It's just so much serotonin enters your body whenever you go. My family and I would go on week vacations to the beach every year. We haven't done it in a while because, you know, COVID.
You know.
Fuck COVID. Fuck COVID, by the way. But yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. So what? Anything to do with the beach? Do you have like, you know, like picnic on the sand or swim?
I want to be in the water. If I'm at the beach, I have to be in the water for at least like a little bit, unless it's like less than like 50 degrees.
Yeah. We should go like midnight swimming in the ocean, like at night, and just go.
It's kind of scary.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah, a little bit, because like,
oh, there's no lifeguards. What if something happens?
And also like a lot of fish that like come that are closer to the shore.
True, because there's not a lot of people.
They come out at night. They're nocturnal animals.
I'm totally down to go on a day trip to the beach and just go swimming, I'm down.
Absolutely, we can go.
I'm freaking down.
I'm moving down to the beach.
I know. I'm so excited. I get to
go to the beach.
Ah, I'm so excited. Okay. So yeah, that was my question for you.
All right, and I'm gonna ask you the same.
Okay.
Because now we really have to fill up time.
Okay. Yeah, you are so true. You're so right. Okay. I haven't. I think. Probably anything to do with like a sunrise or a sunset. It's just so calming. And outside, something outside. I grew up outside, going in the woods,
just being
outdoors. I went to camp like every single year. So like going like camping and sleeping in the hammocks and then waking up at sunrise or something, maybe going skateboarding. I don't know. But it's just like anything outside is just, yes, please, let's go. Let's do it.
Definitely.
Hiking. A hike, little hiking date.
Staying active for sure.
I think it's fun.
When we move down to Virginia, we get the chance to get a dog. It's going to be my first pet. I have never had a pet before.
That's so exciting.
So we get to be, you and I get to be active with the pet.
Yes.
With the little doggy.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Do you prefer girl dogs or boy dogs? Extra little bonus question.
Well, here's the thing. I grew up with Domino, who is not a dog at all.
Tell the people about the dog that is Domino.
So my dog is not a dog. It is a dog that in its past life used to be a cat. 100%. There's no way that he wasn't. Because he, like, whenever he's petted, he doesn't know what to do. He just stands there. He's so awkward.
He gives you like a little side eye and he like stiffens up, like, you know how like lambs or like baby goats.
He's just like, you're petting me and I think I'm enjoying it, but I don't know what's going on.
And
so I'm just
don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. He also, like, if you call him, he won't come to you. He's like, no, I'm not.
He knows his name, but he purposefully ignores his name.
He doesn't know how to play fetch at all. I will throw something and he'll grab it and then just bring it back to the couch and lay down with it. I'm like, okay. And I'll try throwing it again and he'll just stay on the couch.
Man's just does what he wants
to do. He doesn't know how to be a dog. It's so funny.
He's a cat stuck in a dog's body.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm excited for you to get... So I don't know. Whenever I've seen like any dogs, normally the ones that I like are female. So I'm going to say female.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah, you agree?
I like female dogs.
Sweet, sweet.
I like me some bitches.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Mainly because the true love of my life, sorry, my cousin's dog, Delilah. She is a 12-year-old black lab mix that is the sweetest and cutest little lady ever.
You know what? I can't compete. I can't compete with her. She is adorable.
She's the sweetest.
She's so cute.
She has the prettiest brown eyes. That's just like...
Oh, my God. I've only ever seen pictures and videos of her. I want
to
meet her. She's so cute.
Absolutely. She's the best.
My favorite type of dogs are just very timid, like, loves, like, pets all the time. They're just so sweet.
You could pet Delilah for hours and she would not move.
I want a dog like that. See, that's Domino.
When you lay down on the floor, she'll come up and cuddle with you. She'll like spoon.
Stop.
Like if I put my arm out like straight onto the floor, she like lays her head on my arm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you like rub her belly while she's doing
it. Oh my God. See, that's the kind of dog I would have wanted.
Exactly. That's why I like... That's why Delilah is just... Yeah,
the ideal dog.
Perfect dog. Ugh. She's 12 years old, but she's like still pretty active. She's like...
Right.
She gets out there.
She knows how to... She's been active her entire life. She's been
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Okay, so my next question then is... What do you think you look like?
Oh, God. I don't know. Okay. Should I go, like, deep? Like, what I think, like, I legitimately like?
Yeah, like, what when you analyze yourself, what are things that you point out?
Oh, God.
Like, that you, like, characterize as being you?
Okay. Well, I think I have pretty... I'm going to start with good things. I think I have really pretty eyes. I think my eyes are like very blue, especially in the sun. Like they're very nice, very beautiful.
Absolutely.
Especially with eyeliner on sometimes. They're just like, there they are. Let me think. I think I'm very fortunate to have not very thin lips. I don't have like super thick lips, but
you
like.
You got them white people lips.
Yeah.
Like thin white people lips.
Right. So it's nice. That's nice. I like my long legs.
No racial hate. I like all people. they're all cool.
Just to clarify. Okay. If we're going to go deep, if I'm like looking at myself in the mirror, the first thing I look at would be my face. I think I have like, I don't have a jawline. I don't think I do. I don't think I have a good face shape. I think it's like kind of round.
I like it. I like round faces.
You like it?
Yeah,
I think
like
it's like
faces.
Round. It's like, I don't know. I wish I had like more of a chiseled jawline, but that's okay. I think my
you're steadily going to the gym. You'll start to notice, like,
that's very true.
Your jawline will, like, start to come back once, after losing a little bit of that weight.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to lose weight in my face.
I've noticed the weight loss in my face lately after going to the gym like 5 months now. It's so nice.
Heck yeah.
So ready for hot couple summer.
Hot couple summer. I'm going. I hate it, but I'm going. You're I need to go.
Hot girl summer, but from the sidelines.
Yeah. I'll be cheering.
I pulled you off.
I'll be cheering
sidelines.
For you ladies. It's okay. I'm cheering from the side. I think I have a really big nose. I think I do.
I have a bigger nose than you.
I know, but I think, like, I look at myself, I'm like, ugh, it's too big. It's just, I wish I had, like, a really petite one, but that's okay. See, all these things, like, I'm pointing out, like, they're not bad. They're not horrible things. I just, the way I look. It is what it is.
Yeah, just, like, the characteristics that make up you that you notice, but, like, don't necessarily, like, you could like them, you could dislike them, you could just feel even about them.
Yeah.
But, like, that's you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm.
See,
that's what I wanted to know.
I have always wanted to look at myself from the third person perspective, but it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never see myself from the third person perspective, and I hate it because I don't know. Because from my point of view, I'm average looking, like, okay. Like, I'm not really that pretty. I'm not really, like, ugly either, but I'm just kind of like, I'm okay.
Shut up. You're so pretty.
I'm like, okay.
You're so pretty.
I guess.
What? Get out of here.
Don't yell at me. What?
Don't insult my girlfriend like that.
I'm sorry.
She is the prettiest human being.
Thank you.
Sorry, we're getting mushy again.
Anyways, but yeah, what do you think you look like?
I don't think I look that bad. I've started to realize. I was just sad about my appearance, like, last year because I didn't realize just how much I was slacking off and, like, just eating junk and, like, not exercising as regularly as I should be.
Right.
But now, like, just eating, like, the slightest bit better than I used to.
It feels good.
It
feels nice.
Exercising regularly. It does.
It improves the way you look at yourself.
Like, that first month was the worst because I would wake up so sore. I would, like, not want to go to the gym. I felt like I could barely move. But once you get over that first hurdle, like, it just becomes so much nicer.
Right. The first month that I started working out, like, it was like, ugh, why am I doing this? This is, like, pointless. This is stupid. And then I got, like steadily started going more into it. I went, like, 5 times a week, 6 times a week. It feels so good.
It feels so good.
And your mental health improves more, too. That's what I've noticed about going to the gym.
Absolutely. Don't discredit exercise.
Yeah.
Because it
it helps.
I get so happy after
yeah,
like,
it sucks during it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Running and doing it.
Especially if you do it in the morning. But then, like, the feeling after a morning workout.
You feel like you could conquer the world. Mm-hmm. You're like, I just did that.
Like, your blood's flowing. You're looking, like, better because, like, you started off your day with the workout.
It feels so good. Mm-hmm. I wish I was...
You get those effects, like, throughout the rest of the day.
Yeah, feels good. You feel a lot healthier. Just feel good.
Feels nice.
So, yeah.
Who needs to ask the question now?
I think it's me.
Okay. While you ask your question, I'm going to check the video.
Okay. We're going to hope that it's still going. So, your question is it... No, it stopped. Ugh, that's okay. We don't need a video. It's okay.
We need to get a camera.
Yeah, we need an actual camera. That would be a lot better.
Supporters of the podcast, if you want to just quick Venmo or Cash App us, we're going to include... links in our descriptions
for our Venmo.
Please let us get a video camera so we can actually, like, record this genuinely.
I don't think anyone's gonna give us money, but here's to hoping.
We can work out some sponsors.
If we get enough followers, eventually. Hopefully we will.
Hopefully.
Okay.
I just wanna like talk.
Yeah.
Talking is just so much fun.
Is fun. Oh my God, stop.
Oh, we're getting mushy again.
Okay, here's your question.
All right.
Would you ever get any more piercings? This is just a random question. But you have your nose piercing. Have you ever thought about, and your ears pierced?
I kind of want to get my seconds and thirds, my second and third holes.
Heck yeah.
Because three just looks so cool.
Hell yeah.
You look so cool with three pieces. Stop it. Makes me jealous.
Really?
It makes me jealous.
I wish I had my helix piercings again. I kind of want to get them again. I was thinking of going.
I don't see why not.
I was thinking of going to get piercings this weekend, actually.
Ooh, what kinds?
Well, I've been thinking about my smiley for a while.
I want to get my smiley pierced so bad. Another one.
I really want to get my smile. I've also wanted to get my tongue pierced, but I don't know if I want to do that yet. Mm-mm. Not yet, but I do want to get that eventually.
Like, you're a singer and everything.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't know if it actually like bothers it at all, but also you need your voice for like getting in like auditions or recording stuff.
Right. I've thought about that definitely before, so that's why I'm kind of like iffy about it.
You
but
have
I've
to do
always
it, like,
have
in the
wanted
of
it.
Summer where you're like don't have any obligations.
Right, and it can take time to heal. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see about that one. Me and Addie want to get our nipples pierced.
Do it.
But we can't go until she turns 18. So I have to wait for that one.
You're right.
Which is very, because she wants to get them with me, and I'm going to honor that. So I have all to right. wait.
That's respectable.
My mom told me I would look good with an eyebrow piercing. I don't know if I would ever get one.
I could see you with an eyebrow slit. I don't know. Like, eyebrow piercings are cool and all, but like, slits just like.
With my eyebrows would be pointless.
just dye them.
I know. I'm thinking about it. I have to go to like the store and get stuff to do that. So you're smiley and then your second and third holes?
I also do kind of want to get my septum pierced. I got to be honest.
I was just going to say that. I was like, you should get your septum pierced. I think you would look so good with one.
I feel like I could see it, but also like I know I can't get any more piercings until I talk to my mom more about it and make her comfortable with it, because I don't want to like make her too angry.
Right.
Because, like, she's more of the traditionalist. Yeah, I have my own since the video stopped.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Very sad.
Unfortunate. We always have some sort of technical difficulty.
Yeah. It's okay. It'll get better. We'll get used to it. It's just about getting used to it. I know you probably don't want to get any... Like, those are the piercings. I want so many tattoos.
We can have a whole, like, podcast episode just on tattoos.
Please. Please, can me and you just go on a tattoo date and just go get tattoos together? They don't have to match or like be correlated with each other, but we can just go get tattoos.
Yeah, we can just go get tattoos.
Sweet,
we were like planning to already get.
Heck yeah.
Need to save money for that though first.
Yes.
There's so many things to spend money on before.
I guess.
Oh, money.
Ugh, hate it.
We should go back to the barter economy. I've been saying
please.
It for years now.
It would be so much better.
Go back to trading. I will trade you my rug for what are they calling it? A beanbag. I would trade my rug for a beanbag.
Oh my God.
So quickly.
Me too. I want one of those love sacks, those like huge beanbag chairs in my future apartment.
Dreams.
Oh, okay. Those
things to work towards.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so my next question then is, what is your favorite cartoon, if you have one?
Here's the thing. I didn't grow up with cable, so I didn't really, but let me think here. I loved the basic ones, like Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron.
No hate.
I loved
all
them.
Good shows,
all good
the
shows.
The basic ones. The basic ones.
When I was younger, I was a PBS kid.
Absolutely.
I loved PBS shows. What's the talking dog Martha or whatever? I watched
Martha
that show.
Talking dog,
Martha
yeah.
the talking dog, Clifford the big red dog. I loved those shows.
Fetch with Ruff Ruff.
I would watch. What else? What other
Wild Kratts?
I loved Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts was literally like made for me when I was a kid, because I was like already so into animals.
Let me start over. A Wild Kratts TikTok came across my For You page the other day, and I got so excited. Not the other day, but a while ago, because I deleted TikTok.
We talk about TikTok so much. We're always on TikTok. Well, that's why you deleted it. But
I deleted it.
You should re-download.
No, okay, here's why.
So I can send you TikToks without, like, Snapchat.
I know. Here's the thing. I
have so many that I want to send to you always.
I know. I know. Maybe I'll re-download it just to watch the ones that you send me. But I deleted it because I just look at my phone too much. And I'll be sitting like on my phone for hours and not even realize it.
Understandable.
And I know like you're like, just control it. It's fine. But like once you sit down and like just like, it's so easy to scroll.
Yeah, no, I tried going to bed at like 12:30 last night. I ended up going to bed at 3 because I wasn't TikTok. Right,
exactly. And I'll be like scrolling through and like being on my phone too much and not like getting anything productive done during the day just makes me depressed. It just makes my like anxiety and depression just worse.
That's why you got to just not open it until you get everything done that you need to. And then you can like just waste your time however.
Yeah, well, that's impossible for me.
Yeah, that's
kind of so
it's easier it's said than done.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. So those are my little... Anyways, we went on another tangent, but those were my cartoons when I was younger. I used to watch Caillou when I was younger, too. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Did you, if I sing a theme song, wait, I'm going to sing
ahead.
A theme song, and
yeah,
I want to see if you know what it is. Someone was like, I'm looking for my friends. Wait. I can't remember the words. Hold on.
I don't know it yet.
Oh, I think it was a PBS show, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Okay, well, while I'm looking, talk about your cartoons when you were younger.
My favorite cartoon, like, and my favorite, quite possibly my favorite show, was Avatar the Last Airbender. I know that's one that like everybody has been talking about like for the past like year or two, but it is so good. It's the perfect show.
I've never seen it.
I know.
I've never seen it.
I know.
I started watching it and then I started rewatching New Girl again, so I stopped.
Once I am done watching Big Time Rush, and are you watching anything right now?
Not really. Except The Circle.
Okay, yeah,
which we need to watch.
Yeah, we're going to watch that. Once we're done with those shows, I'm going to watch New Girl and you're going to watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Okay, that's fine. Deal. Wait.
We're shaking hands.
Wait,
on
Pinky
that.
Promise.
Pinky Promise. That's what it is.
There we go. Okay, we've decided.
All right.
It's good. Okay, also,
the
show is called Sid the Science Kid.
Oh, yeah. I loved that.
I love that friends. Show. I'm looking for you. This one. This is a really long video.
Oh my God.
It's so good. I loved that show.
Yeah, no,
as a kid.
Sid the Science Kid was full of bangers.
Heck yeah.
Had great music.
Heck yeah. All right.
Dinosaur Train, another fantastic PBS show.
Oh my God. Electric Company. That's not a cartoon, but I would watch that one.
I didn't get to see very much of the Electric Company.
I loved that show. I was on, I watched too
much
TV.
I didn't pay attention to it because it wasn't like a cartoon.
Right.
And I didn't really know anything about like the real people. So.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Are we ready for the next question?
Yes.
It's mine now.
Go ahead.
Okay. What kind of house do you want to live in when you're older?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I have no idea because I want to live everywhere.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say that. It's like I don't know what kind of house I want to live in because I have so many different places where I could live. Like, oh. The choices are endless. I don't know.
I want to live in the middle of like nowhere, like Arkansas, and just like live in just a big house.
Yes.
With a big yard.
Yes.
Like a dog.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
But at the same time, to live in like
a city.
Not the busiest city, but like a fairly busy city.
I've always wanted to live like outside of a city. So It's like I could just go there if I wanted to, but I'm not like in the hustle and bustle of everything.
That's basically where I am right now. Like
right.
If I wanted to go to the city, it's just
it's like
just
a 10-minute drive.
10 minutes away, yeah.
I wish. I live in the tiniest town to ever exist.
It is really nice. It was popping pre-COVID because There was like First Friday, which is like the festival that we have every month.
Yeah.
I
mean, as much as my town, like I crap on my town all the time, we used to have Second Fridays and those were fun. Our town is cute. It's very cute. We have like tiny little like boutiques thrift shops and cafes.
I will admit I have fallen more in love with your little town.
We should go on like a little like town date.
Yeah,
like
we have to go. We have to. We're just putting so many things on our to-do list.
Yeah, so many things we have to do. We got time.
We got plenty of time.
We got plenty of time. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Shut the fuck up. You're gross. Anyways.
Ew.
Literally.
Get out of my house.
Why did you invite me here?
I didn't. Yes. You invited yourself.
No,
here.
You literally.
You literally walked in my house without my permission. Like, get out.
You literally told me to come in. That it was your decision. Also, fine. I will leave. I will leave. I will leave.
No, don't. No.
I took like 3 steps away from
stop.
You.
Come back.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming back. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I'm back.
Okay. All right.
Anyway. Nasty. Whose turn is it?
I was.
Oh, we were doing the house discussion, but that's over now.
I also would love to just live in like a town where I don't know the language and like I learn it like over the course of like
Ooh,
a few years.
That would be nice.
Just like in somewhere in Europe or like
my one friend, she took like some French classes or whatever in high school and then she moved to France.
I know enough Spanish to get by in Spain.
Right.
I wouldn't mind that for like a little bit.
Yeah.
If I'm renting anyway,
that would be fun.
I might as well stay over in España for a little bit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Get like a...
I feel like if Miller's...
work permit or something.
If Millersville like offered a study abroad to like a Hispanic country or something like that, I would want to go. Because it would help me improve my Spanish. I would go over there and I would, you know, I feel like it would be fun.
Millersville University.
Hell yeah. I told you, you need to go.
That was actually my next question.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, good segue. What are you most and least excited for about college?
Okay. Least excited for is being a freshman again. Because being a senior, like, it's so easy. I literally have 3 classes, all of them are music and theater based, and I have 100% in all of them. Being a freshman again, you actually have to work hard and I haven't had to do that in a while and I'm very nervous about it. Most excited to meet everybody and
in
be
college,
independent.
It's kind of the opposite.
Really?
It's kind of the reverse. You like work crazy in like your junior senior year.
Oh really?
And that's why everybody does all their partying in like freshman and sophomore year.
That kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, and then you see like people like slow down on the party right like, towards the end of sophomore year and then
right.
Like go really focus on their academics junior and senior year.
That's true. Well,
it's a little bit of the reverse. In
either
college.
Way, I'm just nervous. I'm afraid of failure, so I'm just afraid I might fail, but I don't think I will. I think I'll work hard. I think I'll be okay.
You're so smart.
Stop.
And
thank
you. You know what you're doing.
Thank
You'll
you.
Be okay.
Thank you. I hope so. Most excited though, I am just like meeting people and being independent.
I love people.
I love people so much and I'm so excited to just like be able to go back quote unquote home without seeing my parents. Just being independent and living by myself. Well, not by myself, with a roommate, but
it's basically yours.
I'm so excited.
Even though it's a shared space, it's also your space.
Right. So. I'm so excited. It's going to be so good.
Heck yeah. I'm excited.
And
for
if you,
you
were there too, it would make it more exciting.
Yeah. I want to.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
I'm going to send an application. Let's see whether or not they take
I hope
me.
So.
I kind of failed my fall semester.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Kutztown.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe I just don't send them my transcript.
I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe I just show them my high school transcript.
I think that's what you do. You might have to send in your high school one.
Because I don't know if I'm going to, like, I would be a first-time student or a transfer student, technically, because, like...
Right.
I did do the fall semester in Kutztown.
Right.
Didn't, like, do well academically.
I don't know. I don't know if you would be a new student or not. Anyways.
Online school. I can't handle it.
Nope.
I could not focus. If I need my classes to be in person.
Yeah. I'm so unmotivated whenever it comes to online classes. I think it's like optional.
As much as I like hated having a big backpack, having like all my books and like my notebooks and paper and like pencil all together was the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And just like copying down notes that the teacher gave me.
Yeah. It was a lot better. Mm-hmm.
Instead of like actually having to like go look for the information myself and like study it myself.
Yep. You're basically just teaching yourself at that point, and it's just not fun.
That's kind of how you got to do it too in college. There, you got to
And that's what I'm not excited for, because I never studied in high school, and I just was naturally like a good test taker, and
literally like no joke, take a study class, like take a class strictly on just like ways that you could study.
I might,
because like. Just like looking that up and like studying that,
or join a study group, or like find people that you can study with. Because
you and I could 100% just like study together. We have almost the
same
major.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like whenever we went to folklore and like you helped me with music, like I got that done a lot faster than I would if I was by myself trying to figure it out. So
yeah,
study dates.
Because like you were doing work on like stuff that you didn't really understand and didn't have anybody to ask.
Right.
Like,
I mean, I could ask my mom.
You could, but like, why not just ask your teacher?
Right.
You should be able to just ask your teacher and do the work in like class.
Right. But that was a fun little study date. So we can do that. We can study.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Another thing to the list.
Oh my God. Okay.
We're big dreamers. We're
creative
minds. Mm-hmm. Always moving.
Always thinking. Whose turn is it? Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wrote down like more about, it's not really like a specific question, but like I want to know more about your childhood and like.
You got to give me specifics.
I don't know. I just wanted to know ASMR.
My mouth is so dry.
I was just about to say that. My mouth is really dry right now.
We forgot to bring water down here to record, and we're already into it, so.
It's too late.
Oh, well, we'll just, we can, like, chug, like, a gallon of water after.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah, what do you want to know about my childhood?
Well, where specifically did you grow up? Like, specifically?
So. I've thought that I grew up in New York until I was like 7 or 8.
Okay.
But my dad actually recently corrected me because he listened to the episode 1 of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I only lived there until I was like 5.
Okay.
So I have no memories of that, really. Like some days I have a little bit of a New York accent just because I have family in New York that I listen to sometimes.
Right.
But I've mostly just lived in Pennsylvania. I've gone to the same school district here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania since first grade.
Okay.
I went to kindergarten in downtown Lancaster, so I was in the city, and then I moved into the suburbs when I was in first grade. That's when like it was like 7 or 8.
Okay.
When do you start first grade? I don't know how old you start.
Kindergarten, you're like 6, okay, I think. So, yeah. So like around 7 or 8, maybe. So
yeah, that's when I like really like settled into this area.
Okay,
I didn't start exploring the area and the surrounding cities until I got my driver's license, though.
Right.
Like, all I had known until I was like 16, 17 was just Lancaster, Pennsylvania, really.
Yeah. Yeah. All I knew, like I know my town set like the back of my hand because I've lived there ever since I was born. So, yeah, I've never moved anywhere else. I've lived in that same house since I was born. But it's nice. It's a nice little cottage.
Oh, yeah. I did move, like, last year. But I just moved around the corner.
Okay.
I don't think, you never even got to see my old house. Mm-mm. It was really little. You wouldn't have wanted to see it.
I've only ever known this one. But
it was small. It's, like, smaller than your house.
Really?
It was small.
My house is pretty tiny.
Yeah.
But you're moving to a new place soon.
Yep.
Super exciting.
Virginia Beach, baby.
Heck yeah.
I'm so ready for it.
I'm so excited to visit you and go to the beach. Oh.
I'm gonna be like 30 minutes, anywhere between like 15 and 30 minutes away from the beach.
That's literally amazing.
I'm so ready for it.
That's amazing.
Wake up, go to the beach for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
go to work.
Okay.
Afterwards, go get like a bite to eat, go back to the beach at night, go skating. It's all flat, so. You'll get to do it with me.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
As much as I am going to miss like living here, but also not because my dad's staying here.
Right.
Just like he lives like 15 minutes away from my current house.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. I'm really excited for it. My sister has been really struggling with the move, and she's really getting attached to home.
Yeah,
but I hope that she really understands that like it's gonna be a good opportunity for us.
She's
to really
gonna do such amazing things. She's gonna make so many friends.
She just doesn't understand it yet.
I know.
Shout out to my sister.
I love your sister so much.
I give her too much crap, but like. Shout out to her.
I know. I really hope that I have strengthened your relationship with her a little bit.
We're getting sentimental again.
I really hope I have.
We're getting sentimental again.
Oh, but I love talking about your family. I love them. I love your sisters so much.
I want to meet more of your family.
You will.
Okay.
Once we have like good gatherings, oh my God, you're going to love them. Oh my God.
And like no COVID.
Yeah. But it's going to be, you're going to love them so much.
We all got to get vaxxed. Go get vaxxed.
Go get vaxxed, guys.
If you haven't gotten vaccinated,
please.
Go get vaccinated.
Very important.
I need to still schedule my appointment.
Yes. I'm vaccinated already, fully vaccinated. Yes, guys, get vaccinated, please. It's okay. Okay. What were we talking about before that?
We were.
Oh, your sister for a second. That's what I was remembering.
Yeah, this all like stemmed from the questions about more of my childhood.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was just like, I was a really like not street smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like book smart. I was like gifted burnout for a little bit. I never actually got into the gifted program just because like my parents never signed me up for it.
It's kind of pointless. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it also like, seemed pointless. Well,
Like elementary, intermediate, and middle school, it was so fun. High school, no point. Like, sure, yeah, I'm in the gifted program now, but like it hasn't really helped me in any way. Like, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I was like always like getting advanced on like my PSSAs and all that.
Heck
all
yeah.
That stuff.
Heck yeah.
But I was so socially inept. I didn't know how to talk to people like in the slightest.
Yeah.
And I was like just a dumb but happy kid. Like I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know like the world.
He was like la la la, go to school, go home, mm-hmm. la la la. Well, I don't know if I was outgoing as a kid or not. I don't remember really.
I remember like we would just I didn't do much. We would go to Hershey Park every year, and we would go to Ecuador like every other year or so to visit family because mm-hmm. like, my parents are still really tied to their family down there.
Right.
But besides that, like we didn't really do much traveling because my dad was always like working and my mom was working, studying.
Yeah.
And like, you know, parenting.
Yeah.
Like all they had their hands full. So like I respect them for the grind, but like, I just didn't do much with my childhood.
Yeah. I can't remember a lot from my childhood, so that's why I'm saying that. I just knew music. That's it.
That was really just a long-winded way to say I don't remember much about my childhood.
I literally don't remember anything. Okay, who was next?
It is my question next.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. My next question is, what do you like about me?
So many things. I'm so ready. Okay. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay. So, well, you better get ready. You are so patient, which I appreciate so much. And you are so chill because being in a toxic relationship, like as simple as things as like whenever I said I was going to be at your house at like 10 p.m. and then I woke up at like 12 in the morning and I saw a missed call from you. That is the scariest thing in a toxic relationship to see a missed call from somebody like that. But it, I called you and you were like, hey, sleepy butt. I was like, oh my God, I love you. Because I got nervous. Like, I was like, oh my God, he's going to be mad at me, all that kind of stuff. But you're so patient and you're so understanding, which is great. Funny as hell.
Because you're so patient. Like, you give me... if I did the same thing, you'd probably say the same thing too.
Right. Right. Like, exactly.
If I was the one that fell asleep.
We're understanding with each other, which is very good, which I appreciate. Funny.
It's called mutual respect, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Healthy relationship type shit. Yeah. Snaps. Snaps for Snaps. The healthy relationship. You're like my best friend, which is great. I'm kind of glad that we were friends first and then got into a relationship, which people say like, oh, don't be friends first, which is like, why? Because it's better to get to know you as a friend first and then like really get to know you and then get into a relationship.
I will admit, sometimes it did get a little bit overcomplicated because like we liked each other, but we also...
commitment issues.
Yeah, we liked each other, but we couldn't like really commit to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But like... I was always grateful to have you around.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I always knew that I had you around.
Me too.
And now you got me.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
What is it you say?
Oh, hook, line, sinker, baby. I gotcha.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right.
Wait. I'm not done with the things I like about you. That was only like one thing. That was literally only one thing.
Okay, keep going.
You're funny. You make me laugh. Which it's like, I was like, if I ever get into a relationship, they have to make me laugh. And you make me laugh. So, yeah. I love that you're...
Because I'm stupid as shit. You can just laugh at my mistakes.
Yeah. But I'm the same. I'm dumb as hell. So, it's okay. We can just laugh it out together.
Yeah.
I love that your love language is physical touch. It's great.
Now that the video's off, we're just straight up cuddling while we're...
Yeah, literally.
Not gonna lie.
Okay. I don't know. There's a lot more. Do you want me to keep going? I can keep going.
I don't know how long we've been recording, but
okay. Wait. Tell me the things you like about me.
Absolutely. I was gonna. That's why I was saying like let's move on so I can talk about you.
Okay.
Because oh my God.
Stop.
Did I land a 10 out of 10?
Stop it.
Y'all know how redheads be like either like a 2 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. I landed myself a 12 out of 10. You are so hot.
Oh my God.
Your eyeliner looks so good all the time. And I never say it because it just kind of goes like without saying.
Right.
But.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't know that.
You make your eyeliner real solid.
Thank you.
You have really soft hair. That's really fun to play with. You give great hugs.
Oh, thank you.
I
pride myself on my hugs.
She does. So instead of just doing like a squeeze hug or
like a pat
she rubs your back or like the back of your head
or I'll like play with your hair. Like I'll like grab the back of your head.
You just make me feel so safe.
Of course. Oh my God. I'm going to cry.
Yeah,
of course.
I just feel like I never have to worry. I don't have to worry or like overstress about our relationship because you just make me feel so comfortable.
Oh my God. This is amazing. I'm glad we're having this podcast right now. Oh my God. Healthy relationship type shit.
Okay, so that's how we got to dating. That's the explanation. Because we said in the first episode that we were going to talk about like...
Oh yeah, how we started dating. I guess that's kind of how it worked.
That's basically it. We were just like friends for like a while and we would like... We liked
each other.
On and off.
But we had commitment issues.
We tried like an open relationship or like friends with benefits, but like we were like...
Didn't really work out.
In love with each other.
No, here's the thing that I wanted to talk about whenever we were going to talk about how we started dating. I remember Trent was there. Mariah's grad party when we were a thing and then we like stopped being a thing and then we just weren't talking as much anymore and then both of us got invited to Mariah's grad party and like I just remember like looking at you a lot and like I was like, yeah, I'm definitely still in love with him.
100% I was doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I was like her.
Yeah,
that one. her right there.
I think I
the redhead sitting right.
I think I remember, like, we even texted about it after you left. You were like, yeah, I definitely still have feelings. I was like, yes, I am. So I do remember that. That was like a little cute moment.
That was.
Yeah.
Besides that, we were just like friends. We would hang out here and there.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time we hung out. Do you remember the very first time we hung out?
I kind of don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can I elaborate?
It's
please?
Okay. I'll remind you.
Okay, please.
It wasn't planned at all. I was just already in Lancaster. I was like at Park City or something. And I was like getting clothes. And then I think we went to Popeyes. And then we met up with Addie at her like mom's old apartment in Mannheim. And then we walked to Wise. Do you remember that?
Oh, wait. Didn't I, like, hang out with Addie before I started, like, actively hanging out with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we, like, knew each other. Didn't we know each
other?
We
knew each other first. And then you met Addie. And then you hung out with her. Mm-hmm. And then... and then we started hanging out more. And then the rest is history.
Maddie Dean was somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. For some reason you knew a lot of people that went to my school and I was like, how do you know this?
I don't know. I think it all started from like adding you on Snapchat.
Probably.
And then, like, they like added or like we added each other like on Instagram and
something
Snapchat
like
and
that. But yeah.
And then we just all kind of got to talking.
Yeah.
And that's the story of how we started.
Here we are now. Crazy. Very happy.
There was like a bunch of like months skipping like
yeah.
here and there. Where we would just like hang out like every day for like a few weeks. And
yeah. Summer last year is where we really started like hanging out more. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And that's where I started falling more and more.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Shut up. That's nasty.
Get out of my house.
Literally. Why did you even invite me if you just want me to leave?
Because we got a podcast to do.
Oh, you're right. I guess.
Freaking dummy.
I guess. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
We've also been recording, because I remember when we started, we've been recording for about 45 minutes. So we have time for like two more questions, which is all we have.
Perfect.
So we're good.
All right.
Okay. This one's a little bit more of a serious one, but where does your love of music come from? And like, why did you decide to like to do musicals and like musical theater?
My love of music mainly comes from, jamming out in the car with my parents when I was like really young. I guess that's a more hidden memory of my
more
childhood
things. Yeah.
Yeah. More childhood things. I just remember like they would be playing their Spanish CDs that they had of like banger songs.
Hell yeah.
And just singing with them. I started just singing more and more,
yep.
And then I got involved. My dad got me involved in the church choir.
Oh,
from when I went to church when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah. Because they just needed some help. So
yeah, there you go.
And then my dad started volunteering, and I was like, he would drag me along. I would be waking up at like 6 a.m. on Sundays, but.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
And we would go get a McDonald's breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Some of those
mornings, like the best mornings, waking up early, you know?
Yeah. He forced me up super early and like, I hated it in the moment, but once we like got to breakfast and I ate that bacon, egg and cheese biscuit.
Heck yeah.
I was,
stop
I was fine.
It. Now I want McDonald's. I want a McDonald's breakfast sandwich.
I wish they still
but
had
they
all
don't.
Day breakfast.
I know. Their biscuits, 10 out of 10.
McDonald's menu has just downgraded.
Since COVID.
Exponentially since COVID.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
But back to music.
Yeah.
Then I got really involved in like music class in like elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until... intermediate and middle school is when I actually joined chorus. I didn't do chorus until like sixth, seventh grade.
Okay.
And I would get like solos and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like kind of good at, I'm okay at this. I can do this.
Right.
And I got really involved with like the different choirs that we had. I was in a boys choir.
That's fun.
In middle school, like just with like the. With the school, like,
right.
boys.
It's just, I guess, what's, like, what you've ever known. All you've ever known is
did
just music.
Did acapella and musical theater in high school.
Heck yeah.
The camp that we went to, Camp Sitara.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, the first musical I ever went to was, like, the summer after 7th grade going into 8th.
I'm
going to
cry.
The Little Schmermaid.
Little Schmermaid. I remember seeing that.
My first ever role, and I got Sebastian.
Hell yeah.
And it was so much fun. That's definitely where... Okay, yeah, that's definitely
Is that where your love of music comes like from in theater?
It really ignited.
Heck yeah. Camp. Mm-hmm. I loved doing musicals at the musical at camp. Like, being Timon was just so fun. Like, it wasn't any hard work. It was just fun.
The Lion King was a really fun one that we got to do.
It was so good. I miss it. I miss it so much. So, yeah.
Wait. Friggin' COVID, man.
That's what I think about it.
That's what we think of COVID.
Do we have one more question?
Yes, we have one last question. That is my question.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Can we have a baby?
Not yet. Not
I
yet.
I want a baby.
We both have baby fever. Just stop it. No.
I want a
no.
Baby.
We have to go to college and become. We're,
I want a baby.
Me and you are still babies.
I want a baby.
I know. We can't.
I want a mini me.
You want a mini you?
I want a mini me.
Oh, God. Question for you. Do you want a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Me too. I want a girl first and then a boy.
Girl then a boy.
Oh, my God. What do you, okay. Oh, this was another question I had, but I didn't write it down. What do you want to... Do you have names for your future kids yet? Possible names?
I know that if I have a son, I want to name him David.
Okay.
Because the way that my family like has done the men's names on my dad's side, at least, my dad's middle name is Javier, which is Xavier,
right?
But just with a J,
right?
And I'm pretty
so that's where your name comes from.
Yeah.
Okay.
He originally wanted to name me also Pedro Javier,
mm-hmm.
But my mom didn't want me being named Pedro.
Yeah,
sorry, Dad.
Okay, so that's where you're. So you want to name your kid after your middle name?
Yeah, David, and then figure out a middle name from there. But besides that, I'm like,
do you have a good name for a girl at all?
I'm open to options.
Really. I've always been in love with the name Nevaeh. Always. Yeah. It's heaven backwards. It's so pretty. I don't know why. I've always just been stuck to that name.
It is a pretty name.
I love it. Thank you.
We can discuss.
Okay. We shall discuss.
Yeah, we have 9 months.
No. No.
Yeah, can we have
no.
a baby?
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not yet. We don't have any money.
We don't.
We don't have enough money for that. So, no.
Anyway, if we want to sponsor our podcast, hit us
up. Is that a thing?
Hit us up. Let us know.
Give us money, I
guess.
Give
us money. You don't actually have to give us money, but if you'd like to.
But, like, if you want to, go for it.
Absolutely. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Give us money?
We need money.
It's just give us money, ? Please?
And that's it. That's all the questions that we had for today.
Is that the podcast?
I guess that's it.
Thank God. I'm so tired. I forgot we
recorded like a whole other hour on top of already doing another
it's
hour.
It's 12 in the morning. My contacts are still in. I'm ready for bed. Not yet. But
Sizzle, why is it so hard to accept that the party is over? Girl, you got school in the morning.
Get your ass in the car. I do have school in the morning.
Yeah, she has school in the morning, we got to go to bed.
Okay.
This was fun.
This was fun.
We came up with this idea like 5 or 10 minutes before doing this.
We should definitely do it again.
I'm glad that this
make it a series.
If the people want it,
If the people want it,
let us know.
Message us. Talk to us.
You would like if you would like us to do a part two on this.
Yeah.
And also suggestions. Feel free to give us any suggestions because we are so lost.
We have like a couple ideas, but
like nothing is fleshed out.
Yeah. And that's okay. We'll figure it out as we go. Yeah. So I guess this was episode two. We're going to say that this is episode two. And then the episode with Jake and Addie will be episode three.
Episode two, open parentheses, question mark, close parentheses.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, should we end? Should we come up with a... I think this should be our thing. Are you ready for this? Like, ending our podcast with, like, just random, like, come up with a song on the spot. Just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can literally just make random noises in the mic. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
And that's it.
That was, oh my God. Ugh. If I find out that it wasn't recording,
nah, it was definitely recording,
I'm gonna kill myself.
It had to have been recording that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, thank God.